Good morning. Is anybody on?
Shaw Rogers. Oh, now I got music. Oh, then the music went away.
Good morning, Denny. It's Betty.
Hey, how are you, Betty?
I'm good, thank you.
It took
you.
Me three times. Is this the first time you've been on? You just get on?
I've been on for just a little bit waiting, but there was a strange kind of sound going on. I don't know that it was music or it was music that kept repeating itself like it was stuck.
Well, that was, yeah, I heard my voice in there. And so I hung up. This is the third time it took me to get on.
Oh, wow. Well, that's not good.
Yeah, so anyway, sure, just finishing up my week, so I'm going to try to get out of here.
Uh-huh. Very good.
She's poor. Yeah,
one guy. Yesterday she said, can I come and get my wheatgrass? She said, I think it's giving me way more energy. All right, she says, and she, the way she said it, she says, it's helping me deal with my stress.
Yeah.
I just need one more twist here and I'll be done.
Either I fast forward or mute if I'm watching it at the time.
Yeah. I usually talk back at him, and my husband gets so frustrated at me.
My father used to do that. And I used to say, "They, I can't hear you." Marty does that when he's watching a basketball or a baseball game.
Oh, good grief. Yes.
We've got one that does it with politics, arguing.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of hard to keep your mouth shut with that.
Yeah.
You feel the need. Well, I have just a little article here this morning on cucumbers, because I don't think we've spent much time talking about it, and this doesn't spend much time talking about it either, but I just thought it was kind of interesting. And so it's saying nature really does give us the best cures for our health. There are many fruits and vegetables that do wonderful things for our health.
Mary Lou.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Morning. I hate to come in late, but I made it, promise.
That's okay. One such fruit is the cucumber. The cucumber. Very diversified fruit. Not only can it do great things for the inside of our body, but it's beneficial for the body's exterior as well. Apart from being a fruit that is great to eat, the cucumber has other awesome uses. Good for the body. Cucumbers are a great source of B vitamins. Apart from that, they are made of about 95% water, making them a great fruit to help hydrate the body. When the body gets good hydration, it can eliminate toxins, which is good for the kidneys and liver as well. Since cucumbers with their skin have most of the amount of daily vitamins that a body needs, it is a good idea to eat them as snacks. Good for long-term health. Cucumbers contain, oh, I just have to say, I don't know what these words are. Laricitinol, phenylristinol, and secoecilricisternol. So I'm sure I murdered those beautifully. These are called lignans. Now, why didn't they say that in the first place? We know what lignans are, and they work in combination to help the body fight off cancer. So cucumbers have the ability to help a person fight cancers like ovarian cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and prostate cancer. Cucumbers can also help with other issues as well. There's a hormone found in cucumbers that can help the pancreas produce insulin. Since that is a huge issue with diabetic patients, cucumbers could be beneficial to people who have diabetes. There's also a compound in cucumbers that can help lower cholesterol levels, and because cucumbers are rich in potassium, fiber, and magnesium, they can help a person regulate their blood pressure. Cucumbers are very rich in a vitamin called silica. Silica helps promote health because it can give strength to connective tissues such as joints. Since that is the case, cucumbers can help people who suffer with ailments such as arthritis pain, joint pain, and gout. Good for life. Numerous other studies have been done that prove that cucumbers are also good for digestion, weight loss, and bad breath. It has even been found to help with hangovers as well. Cucumbers can be used in the home for things like cleaning foggy mirrors, and they can also help with squeaky doors. Since there are so many wonderful uses for cucumbers, and they have no adverse side effects, it's really only to a person's benefit to start eating cucumbers and using them regularly in their daily lives. I thought that was just really a short, neat article. I've never seen too much on cucumbers, and never realized there was that many benefits to them, though I knew they were, always knew they were good for you.
Never heard the squeaky doors in the mirrors before.
No,
never either.
I always had truly trouble. I haven't even tried them in the last few years. Isn't that terrible? But I've always had, but I'm sure that my body's changed since I changed my diet, that I couldn't handle cucumbers, and they always smelled so good, and they would be in every salad, and I just kind of put them aside. But I may try them again and see. That's good.
I can tell you, my youngest son puts more cucumbers down his kids and family than any vegetable, and probably, I don't know what percentage it would make up, but they have cucumbers probably every time of the day except breakfast. And the one that has the older girl that had the trouble with the skin, her skin is cleared up really, really, really well. I'm not putting it just to the cucumbers, but I know they took out dairy, all dairy, and she doesn't use any dairy, but or as much as they can control anyway, now that she's a teenager. But she doesn't, you know, she doesn't want the skin problem, obviously, especially at her age. Well, so, and sugar. Sugar was a huge culprit, dairy and sugar. But the cucumbers, the amount of cucumbers those kids ate, they always had one being stuffed down their throat. I mean, the whole thing. Here, more, you know, even when they were really, really little. So, he was a cucumber fan. I never seen anybody do it the way he did it.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard it called a fruit before either.
No.
You know, it's like tomatoes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a whole new aspect for me as well.
Well, I guess anything that comes out before is a fruit.
I had one gal report the other night that she, the only thing she changed in her diet when she was doing, you know, going through indigestion and so forth was lemon water. She says, I'll never, ever go off of using lemon water. It has been such a beneficial thing for me to drink more of it and realize, oh, it was acid reflux. It was just a whole bunch of stuff that she put it to, but, you know, everything related around her digestion she was having trouble with. And she said, all I did was add lemon water to it, real mild lemon water. And I think it started out with accidentally getting a hold of some lemonade because it was the only thing to drink, and she watered it way down and found that, gee whiz, how could this help my, you know, I'm not having the symptoms, I mean, right off the bat. So she started on lemon water. So, I know my mother did that for warm lemon water every morning of her life, practically, that I remember.
Yeah, I guess it goes as far as digestion, too. There's so many conflicting things on the acid reflux and such, but I know one of the things I read was that when you have acid reflux and you're trying to do things to calm the acid, that's not the problem. The problem is that there isn't enough acid there. So,
I'll quickly argue that with you if on the science. But the lemon is not acidic. The lemon is extremely alkaline. It's the most alkaline fruit you can put in your body. Your stomach reverses it to what
right.
we think of as. And so that's where people get confused with it being acidic, because they think of, you know, citrus, which some of the other citrus can go that direction. I don't know that it's as bad as they make it out to be. I think oranges are. But the lemon is not acid inside your body.
No, it just starts out as acid, and then something happens in the body to change it.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't ever try and get into explaining that. That's all I say about it. You said, Nancy.
Recently, I read something or heard something about how or why that happens, and I'm with you. I explain it, but it does happen.
Yeah, and I, you know, it's just, I never knew whether to believe that either. I mean, not about the lemon, because I know that's what happens with it. But as far as not having enough acid, you know, that line of thinking. Whenever,
the way the internist back, the one that was the director of the program back at Parkview described it, he says, if you think you don't have enough acid in your stomach, he says, I wish I could do a demo of taking your arm, stuffing it down your throat to your fist hit your stomach, and then the fist would be gone, eaten up in no time. He says, if the acid is so strong, it will dissolve nearly anything.
And that's exactly what I thought as well. And then some of the other things that were said was to take a vinegar, use vinegar as well. And so, yeah, it just gets very confusing as to what.
Well, they didn't allow any vinegar either. They're the ones that said it's just, we're not even going to talk about vinegar. You guys want to know the truth on vinegar? Go Google it, and it's listed under unfit for human consumption. So,
yeah,
they were absolutely death. Hippocrates does not use any vinegar at all down in Florida, where they start feeding people raw and have such a high rate of recovery. So that's you know, two places that we got a real strong. Now Furman, he makes his own vinegar. Now, I don't know what the difference is or if there is. I've not, you know, been through anything other than the recipes he puts on the internet and the reading material, but maybe that would be a good one to, that'd be a good question to pose to him, but it's probably not something that's going to come up on Oz.
Yeah, I probably not.
One thing about lemons, it will be acidic if you, like, suck on a lemon for your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
So do not brush your teeth within, I think they said 30 minutes of, like, doing that, because it can erode the enamel.
And, you know, it doesn't have to be a high amount you put in water. Mine is literally drops. You couldn't measure it on even a fourth of a teaspoon. I don't squirt a whole bunch of lemon in the water, but I have just a tiny, I mean, maybe 5 drops in it. I don't use very much at all. You know, at the very most, I might get an eighth of a teaspoon sometimes.
I just put sometimes a wedge of a lemon in, you know, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, I do that, too. But
yeah.
I also resort to the squirt bottle that's got the real lemon juice in it that's just fresh, you know, that's fresh frozen.
I was wondering about, like, the frozen lemon, if we could just zest some of that in some water, if it would be palatable.
Amount, I don't know why it wouldn't be if it highlights your food.
I haven't
tried that yet. I hadn't even thought about it, to be honest with you. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I think you'd have more control probably as to amounts too. But just, you know, them saying that the whole lemon is so good for you, that might be a way to get.
Linda Morse
has arrived.
The mouth either, so I think I'll try that. See how it goes. Anybody else have any comments, any thoughts or concerns?
On the lemon, I have to tell you about this lemon or lime. There's two of them in the set. Jeannie gave me a real trick little gadget. You know how the corkscrew goes in with the hole in the middle that you can squeeze a lemon out?
Yeah.
You've seen those before. Well, this is not a corkscrew like that. This is a mister, and it will actually mist your fruit salad. I did it day before yesterday when they said to sprinkle lime juice over the apples. I don't know if it wasn't on the recipe, it was lemon juice, but I used lime juice on it because one of my neighbors fixed some and gave me a bag of them, and with the lime juice, they were just
unbelievably different tasting. I may have said that already. Some of you may have heard it. But anyway, I got the mister out right away and screwed it in. And it even has a little tiny dish that it sits in because you can't set it down because you can't cut the bottom of it flat. You've got to have the whole peel on it. And so it collects anything that's going to leak out of the lemon. It's got a little shield that comes, flips down. That's thinner plastic that flips down around the neck of the spritzer. And it holds it in place, of all things. I mean, it's just a little tiny device. I mean, it's only, you know, an inch and a half high. And it works so incredible. I still haven't used up that whole lime. I can't believe how much juice you get out of it. Usually lime are fairly dry compared to lemons. And this is just producing juice like you can't believe. I mean, it's beginning to get soft because it's been squeezed so much as I've been misting it. You know, hold it with one hand, push the button with the other. I'm sure that's not the way they would demonstrate it. I don't know whether she demonstrated this one or not. I should get her to make a YouTube thing of it if she has any of them left. I don't know whether she ever had them or whether she picked it up at another fair. But anyway, if you ever see one or the set, they were just on a little plastic cart. I'm sure the kitchen shops, you know, not maybe the outlet kitchen shops, but a regular kitchen shop would probably have it. I'll have to ask her.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see if we could get them from her, or I'll keep looking around here, too, and see when I go to different stores if they have them.
I'm just here for lunch today, so I'll make sure and remember to ask her, because I want to thank her and let her know that I've already used it. It took me two days.
Then give her our best.
I will do that. She finished the fair. It was on Monday, so they packed up and are ready to make tracks shortly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hope it was successful for them.
I haven't got that report yet. I know Rick is coming to the convention. I do know that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's not a regular thing for him. I know he's been at one. I don't know whether he's been to more than one or not, but he's really, really tired of that part of life.
Yeah, well, it's got to be tough and stressful as well.
Yeah, when you see a business that's going downhill that you can't count on turning around, it would be kind of depressing, wouldn't it?
You bet. Yep. Another little thing that's kind of depressing, an article that I was reading on McDonald's Chicken McNuggets, and there were some mysterious fibers and hair-like structures that were found in the McNuggets. There were some dark black hair-like structures sticking out of the nugget mass, as well as light blue egg-shaped structures with attached like hairs or fibers. These are shown in, well, attached to this, there's some photos showing all of these things. But it says they froze these McNuggets for storage of forensic evidence. And they picked this up, 10-piece McNuggets from a McDonald's restaurant in Austin, Texas, and then examined the nuggets to find these things. And they thought all they'd find was processed chicken bits and fried outer coating, but they found all these other things, too. And they found odd red coloring splotches in several locations of the chicken McNugget, as well as spherical green object that resembles algae. So they're saying, we're not claiming or implying that these objects in any way make McDonald's chicken McNuggets unsafe to consume. We do, however, believe that this visual evidence may warrant an FDA investigation into the ingredient composition of chicken McNuggets. In particular, where are the hair-like structures coming from? This is especially important to answer given the chickens do not have hair. Is there cross-species contamination in the processing of chicken McNuggets? This question needs to be answered. So I thought that was not that we eat those things, but I think that it's important to realize what's going on, and there's other people that that we know and love that are eating these things that maybe should be made aware of the fact that there's some discrepancies in what's in those chicken McNuggets, and it's not just chicken bits and a fried outer coating. So
that is not me.
Either.
I was on mute. I was going to say maybe some kind of a foreign substance that doesn't even relate to food, obviously, comes out of a scientific laboratory.
Yeah, it's the imagination. I mean, it could be so many things, none of which are good, I don't think.
Well, you know, our body has enough things to fight off as it is. They don't need things that aren't food that are just man-produced added in. Anyway,
well, you know, it kind of goes back to what Nancy was saying in the beginning of the call about how they're making foods appetizing in so many different areas. And, of course, McDonald's is great at that. Drawing people in, but you still have to be aware of what comprises whatever it is you're putting in your mouth. And so back to natural foods that you know what they are.
Well, just a reminder that my oldest granddaughter has never ever allowed them to drive into a McDonald's or eaten there since that she saw the movie on McDonald's where the guy almost died.
Yeah.
Consuming their products.
Right.
I said yesterday, we no longer grow food. It all comes from factories. Or at least, you know, the bulk of it is.
Right.
True.
Yeah, it's a scary, scary thought.
Something he said yesterday that hit me, it was already in the 80s, which is what the article again this morning said, with the Coke and Pepsi. The executives in these companies that were making all of this processed food that's addictive knew what they were doing. And some of them were blowing whistles then, and we still haven't gotten anywhere away from, you know, that kind of an addictive substance being put in our foods, and it's the salt, the sugar, and the fat.
Yes, that's what they do to come up with that bliss point that we've talked about before.
Right.
Those are the three ingredients that they play with.
And it's as addictive as cocaine. It
yes.
Showed on the brain scan. It's the same area of the brain, the frontal area, that gets attacked by these three substances. I mean, there's the commercial. You can't just have one potato chip.
Exactly.
Not that they're programming you for that or anything. So that
no.
With one.
No, not at all.
Mm.
Like they said, you just need power, so.
I'm sorry, I lost you on that, Anita. You kind of blanked out.
What they said on Oz's show yesterday, the companies say it's not their fault. We just need more willpower.
Right.
Well,
and their bottom line is their bottom line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the politics of our government. We think we're so right, and there isn't another government in the world that allows it. But we live in
this little state
that we're the smartest people on the earth. We've got the answers. Well, we got the answers on how to kill our diminish our workforce, and we don't have jobs for it. By the time these kids get old enough, you know what they're going to be dealing with, unless the magic button hits and they come up with a magic drug that takes care of all of it. So far, they are going further and further away from that, so.
They're all looking for drugs, though.
I know, it's kind of sad looking, really. Yeah. For the younger generation.
The people involved with all these companies are as addicted to the sugar, salt, and fat as the rest of the population. They don't give it up.
Yeah. It's not just the kids that are, you know, that they don't see anything wrong with it because they're dealing with the same thing. So, you know, the more they put in their body, the more their body wants. And they can control it for a while, and then all of a sudden it's right back at it again. And they say it's more addictive than heroin, there's no doubt about it.
After watching Oz, I had the Biggest Loser on for 5 minutes. And I rarely watch that. I guess I was waiting for Marty to get out of the shower or something. But this guy started out at 400 and I think 45 pounds. And in 1 year, just 1 year, weighing himself with a sport coat on. He didn't even take it off. I was shocked. Or his shoes. He took his shoes were on. He was down to 195 pounds in 1 year. So emotional when I see these kind of things. I get really choked up, and it's amazing the work that he did with it and what he could do. What he could do as a person that he couldn't do a year ago.
The question is what you're going to ask to or say is how long will it stay there?
I don't know. You know, hopefully he has learned in a year good eating habits to keep himself healthy.
So far, there's a really small percentage that can, you know, accomplish that.
Yeah.
You know, where you can...
That'll work, that's for sure.
Pray for it.
Yeah.
You know, that it is something that can turn our country around and not be this example to everybody else that they... We are.
It's a huge accomplishment, that's for sure.
I'll say. Absolutely. It would be nice if the parents were stronger. I know I've got a couple of them that are new acquaintances that, you know, they just say, I can't make any inroads to my children at all. They just refuse to eat it. And I go, you know what? My kids didn't have a choice. They ate. I made the decisions for them until they were of age.
No child will starve himself.
They had choices, but once,
No child will starve himself, and if that's all there is, guess what eventually they're going to do?
And most of them won't go out and pay for the grocery bill if, you know, as they get a little older for the other stuff.
Well, and who brings it into the house? Not going grocery shop.
Yeah,
exactly.
I told...
Has left the conference.
He wants it that bad, let him buy it and pay for it. He can get a job. He's old enough to have a job. And she looked at me and I said, I'm dead serious. I didn't buy it for my kids. They didn't have it at home. Of course they got it other places, but it wasn't a daily intake of it. You know,
right.
I knew it wasn't for them. It's same as they had to go to church and they had to go to school. They did not have a choice on those three items. And you know, I don't feel any different about it nowadays. And, you know, I've got two of them that are really, really, really can enforce that. And I don't mean it every time and that they can't go to birthday parties and have things in somebody else's house and have it, but they're not getting fed fake food and pop and...
To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.